USDA's numbers suggest, and I think rightfully so, a real shift from livestock feeders away from corn and towards the wheat to the point where it really does disrupt the domestic usage of the corn. So it's not like we're going to have excess supplies because we're going to pick up extra export business, I think. But if the wheat would happen to have any yield issues in the soft red or hard red crop, and if we continue to have issues on the weather front in the northern plains for the spring wheat crop and part of the hard red crop that is grown in the South Dakota region, then the wheat could actually become a fundamental support to the corn instead of a liability. And all of a sudden, the corn has to pick up feed demand that was supposed to go to the wheat. So this is something to watch here in the next 30 days because that wheat harvest is really drawing close.